This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Ralph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project.
Project, welcome back to this episode of In the Black. Today, we want to give you an update on Locker Room. So we are on the eve of our, well, I'm not going to say official launch, but we've soft launched this week. We'll probably continue the soft launch into next week and then go for a official launch. Hard launch? Regular launch? What's the opposite term? So
it must be hard, right?
Yeah. So probably March 7th is what we're aiming for, which will be a week from now. But yeah, we thought we'd give you guys an update. Obviously, everyone's been following very closely, or most people have been following pretty closely. And then also give you some insights as to what it's been like over the last sort of month or so since we last updated you and some of the lessons we've learned, and hopefully some stuff that's useful for you guys as well in your businesses. But before we dive into it, we want to tell you guys about a new partner of the show. Now, like we've always promised you, we've used products, whether it's for a month, whether it's for years, whether it's multiple months, before we ever, ever talk about them on the show. And the reason for that is we just want to make sure they're good. You know, the reason that we've been with True Protein for 6-7 years is because there's never been an issue. There's never been a returned product. There's never been a tainted product. There's never been...
Only issue is running out of stock.
Yeah. They're an amazing company. And those are the people we want to talk with because it makes our life easier. It's just, I know with certainty, I can recommend it to people because it's my reputation, right? It's our reputation. When we tell you guys something, if it's shit, it looks bad on us. And so we vet all these things. And so this next company is a platform that we've been using for all our online programs. So if you've been a part of the project programs, the hundreds of you out there that have done them or are using them currently, we use a platform called Team Builder. So Team Builder allows you to white label their program. All that means is to kind of put your skin on it, your color on it. They change the app icon to the Mind Muscle Project. But the core product is Team Builder. Now, this product is amazing. It's great for group training. Obviously, it's great for group templates and programming. As you guys know, it's got a little bit of that community interaction on it. It's got the videos, video instructions on it. They're launching more detailed video libraries as well. We can interact with you guys on the app as a podcast. So it's an amazing product. And I think it's good because obviously we offer True Coach, which is individual one-to-one, more the online coaching side of things. But yeah, if you have a program that lots of people follow, True Coach doesn't have that feature, and so this is why Team Builder is perfect for that and why we chose them for our project program. So you guys that have used it obviously know it's a great product. For those of you who don't, know that we use it with the project program. So if you are in the situation where you want to launch an online program, you want to launch multiple online programs or templates, maybe you run a gym as well and you want to launch, a program and have lots of people follow it, log them into the app, this is a great, great piece of technology. It's a great tool. So you can check it out and get a 14-day free trial with them at themindmuscleproject.com, so our website, as usual, /teambuilder. Now, Team Builder is spelt Team Builder, but no E in Builder. So that's T-E-A-M, so Team, no space, Builder, B-U-I-L-D-R. Okay, so not D-E-R, just D-R. So /teambuilder, and you guys can get the code and the link for that 14-day free trial to go check it out. So, amazing product. You guys know we already use it. We always talk about how great it is. So, now we have partnered with them, and we extend the discount to you guys to try it out. And then second partner today is, of course, the people that help us and guide us and turn us into better business owners, more honest business owners, and that is MPE. I hate when people say that, oh, they're stuck or they're not achieving their goals or anything like that. It's because you are not being pushed by someone. You don't have the accountability. As business owners, who are you accountable to? If you've got a business partner, you're accountable to them, but who are you both accountable to? Who is pushing you forward? Who is helping you to achieve more and reach higher levels of success? I can't tell you how many people come into the MPE coaching program with broken mindsets because they've just been out there on their own, just treading water, thinking, oh, gym owners can't earn money, or gyms can't be profitable, or I can't grow more than one location. All these limiting beliefs that you need a mentor to kind of push you out of. So MPE, check it out, guys. themindmuscleproject.com/MPE. Join their coaching program. At least jump on a free call and speak with the team. Just see where you're at, because I think a lot of you are not dreaming big enough. That's for sure. Not pushing yourself hard enough.
Yeah, and don't forget, they got the levels. So we, this year, had some people who joined MPE from us on a lower level.
Yep.
They're making more money. They're in the next level. It's fun, honestly.
Yeah. I love seeing people level up in the program. Okay, awesome. So a couple of things we want to talk about today. I think the first most relevant update is to take a very brief moment before we accelerate well beyond that, is to just, I guess, congratulate ourselves. We've solidified and locked in our first founding 10 members. So obviously, as you guys know, our tagline is Join the 100. We are opening Locker Room only to 100 industry and business leaders. And therefore, the best and the fastest way, and I guess the smartest way to do that for us is to do 10 a month until we're full. And obviously, there's going to be a little bit of churn in there. You know, some people leave, some people can't do it anymore. So it's never going to be a perfect 10 months. But over 12 months, very likely, we'll be full and have a waiting list. We do have a waiting list at the moment for the next 10 spots that will open up. But yeah, 10 a month. So on February 24th, I think we closed it off officially for the month of Feb, which is great. So we've got the first 10 clients. Now, obviously, by no intention, the first 10 clients are male. I know some people were a little bit concerned about, oh, is this just a male-only gym? Where's the females? That sort of thing. And look, we are our brand. Like, we are trying to live up to our values and what we want to deliver. And whoever that attracts is who it attracts. We're not specifically targeting any one person. And you might say, well, it's a very masculine brand. It's very this, very that. So that's okay. That's what we're going for. But it's for the right person. It's not for a specific gender. So a woman that is very alpha, very strong, wants to, you know, is, girls are the CEOs, CFOs, founders, all that. They're used to living in a very tough masculine world to have to push past a lot of the gender stereotypes. So they are perfect fits for Locker Room. Just like this, the same way that the guys are, they're coming as well. So we're not targeting anyone specifically. And then in terms of the industries that we've used as well, because obviously it's pretty easy to just kind of fall into all the financial, different financial services and financial industry. But yeah, we've got a good mix at the moment, I feel.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously people noticed that it was all guys. You also just can't beat yourself up on it. Like, it's, I spoke to some of the people we're after that are, you know, C-level, it still is like 90-10 male.
Yeah.
You know, we signed up 10 clients, so, you know, very easily we could just be on the right percentage of what's out there, even with, that's just the probability of where we are situated and who's coming in. So we're not too hung up on it. But it's actually a first experience for Lockie and I, because all the other three gyms we started already had 10 clients when we got there and we bought the gym. So this has been the first time we've ever like gone from zero to the first 10, which is interesting. I think a few people have said, like, oh, why don't you do it faster? Definitely for us, if we started with 40 clients in the first month, it wouldn't work very well, because we want to really over deliver for the clients that we get, and we're more thinking about the long term than just how much money we're going to make in the second month. Something that's really sustainable like that is just going to fit better in the model.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like all those gyms that like do a challenge and you get 60 clients and you lose 60 clients.
Yeah.
It's not always because the challenge was so bad. It's also just because you took on 60 in a week.
Yeah.
So yeah, things break. Yeah. You know, and particularly with a new gym, you have extra teething issues. Like, it's not nearly as systemized as, say, the Creature gyms we have. So I know for a fact that if we took on heaps of clients, you know, we would let them down in some way. So I think we're really trying to make an effort to maintain our reputation, deliver for every single client. Man, it's a small world out there. And it's a brick and mortar. So if we burn any relationships, they're going to tell their friends who are going to be around the corner from us for years.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing you got to protect.
Yeah. And I'm happy to, personally, I don't know about you, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm happy to ride the red line a little bit closer just in the beginning. Obviously, 10 is a good amount. 10s allows us to stay just a little bit ahead of that red line and obviously give us a little bit of breathing room. But I know, if, like Brad said, if we took on too much, a lot of the BDM, the business development side, you know, the meetings, the networking, the sales, all that sort of stuff, we wouldn't have time for that stuff. And if you get stuck in the delivery, which is a lot of coaches, a lot of gym owners, because, you know, you and I are delivering sessions now, back coaching, we haven't coached and taken on new clients for years, then the business will slow down inevitably, or we'll miss things and important things. So it's about finding the right balance, just enough clients that obviously we're paying the bills, but also not that it's consuming so much of our time that we don't have any time for the networking, the branding, the marketing, the important stuff. Because if you do 40, 50 hours on the floor, you don't have time for anything else.
No.
You know, that's a full-time coach. And we're not full-time coaches.
Yeah, and what I'd also keep in mind is when we're trying to make an effort, I think when you're starting a new gym, you don't know what it's going to be like the first day you start it. So we want to, you know, make sure we keep improving it, particularly over those first 3 or 4 months. there's definitely some things in there we probably think are going to be great that we're probably going to shift for sure. And the more clients you commit into that process, the harder it is to unwind anything. You know, if you've got 20 clients, quite easy to make some adjustments. But if the gym is packed and you've made all these promises, it's harder to then go and make the adjustments you need to make for the long-term good of the business.
Yeah.
Which is why businesses that have been around for a long time, like, don't make big changes. And brand new ones can make really easy, good pivots that help them succeed. So taking that into account as well, I think it's going to set us up better in the long term.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's some good points. So next thing really to move on is just some fit out related stuff. We've had delays with the equipment, so the reason, obviously, besides equipment for workouts is we wanted it sooner rather than later because it was a great way to bring referrals in. So people to try the actual system. We got a bit of a grace period with our current clients. So, you know, they're happy to kind of work out with not all the equipment and happy to pay and that sort of stuff. But for us, we're really missing out on the new business, the referrals to show like, hey, this is the showcase of what we really have. So it's been a little bit of delays there, but not too bad. So the pivot we made was we were able to bring some of the equipment from the other gyms and start training clients there, which they've loved and they've enjoyed. And it just allows us to bridge the gap and bridge a bit of that stress for now. It's just so it's not sitting completely empty. It's allowing us to get some training done, get a schedule up, get some booking going. So get some of the teething issues out, which has been great. The boxing ring's really good. We're missing a few different parts, but they arrived yesterday, which is great. So I can finish that off today. That's something in particular I've been very excited about to get the boxing ring fully complete. You guys saw on our Instagram and then on my Instagram as well, a time lapse of us building it. So shout out to my boys, Cam and Luke, who helped me with that. There is no way in hell I could have done out without those guys. There was no instruction manual. There was no photo of a finished product. There was just a bunch of random shit in the corner. And I just knew I needed guys that just build shit. That don't know that.
Can't believe they sent you a box there with no instructions.
Dude, nothing. Fuck, that's nothing. Not even a picture of a finished product. No idea.
Well, I guess you know what that looks like.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
you want to see the one you've got.
Yeah. Anyway, so, but they...
Fuck, that's impressive. They built it with nothing.
See, that's the thing, right? You bring in experts. Yeah. They work together. They think, oh, no, something like that shouldn't be there. They're good. They've got the tape measures out. They got, no, this needs to match up with something. They have an eye for these little things that you would never have guessed,
100%.
You know? And so, they were super helpful. We spent about 7 hours on a Sunday building that. So, taking them both out to dinner to do that. But that really goes into the next point, which is there's always more unforeseen costs. So, you know, we go to turn the hot water on this week. There's no hot water. It's been disconnected during the demolition. So just small things like that. Another cost comes up. So even though we're riding the budget super tight, you always got to have that, you know, 10 to 20% cost buffer in there because stuff always comes up. Stuff that you just don't expect or a new idea and you go, oh, you know, I really need to pay for this thing because I want to get marketing out there or whatever. So just small things, like just always costs that keep coming in. My partner, she's trying to move her gym at the moment. And, you know, I'm like, hey, what are your estimates for moving and all that sort of stuff? And I go, you know, look, it's always going to blow out. It's always going to be more than you expect. If it goes under, great. But you need to expect that it's always going to go over. You always add more. So we spent a whole episode talking about this last week, all the unforeseen costs. But again, just another reminder that they do keep coming up. But yeah, don't distress on them too much. I always think, you know, this is how economies work. I focus on what I'm good at to pay people to do what they're good at. So it's no point me going, oh, can I save this cost here and go and like, I don't know, reconnect the hot water system myself. No. What can I do? Okay, invest time and energy into closing more sales for the gym and that'll help pay people that I need to get that stuff done. So that's always just something to think about. It's like, you're better off spending time on doing the stuff that you're good at. And that is, you know, gyms, sales, that sort of stuff to grow the gym. Anything you want to add to unforeseen costs?
Nah, I'm sure it's not over.
It's not over.
Yeah.
And then last thing, as an update that I think you guys will find, you know, pretty interesting, and we touched on it before, but I feel like it's worth talking about the results, is our LinkedIn marketing campaign. Now, LinkedIn uses a very different algorithm to Instagram. When you post on Instagram, obviously you have the grid, which is your feed, which you want to look pretty nice. Maybe you want to order a different way. Maybe you want a certain color palette. You want to stick to a certain theme. And so you get very particular about, oh, I don't want to post this because it's not the right angle. It doesn't look good or it doesn't match a theme or it's not in the right order. None of that matters in LinkedIn. You can see posts.
It's almost impossible to even find. It's like hard to find somebody's post. Like
There's no grid.
No, there's no grid, but like you can find where all their posts
are. Yeah, you can scroll down.
But it's like if you go to somebody's LinkedIn profile, you don't see all their posts.
No. You got to go to activity, which is another click away. So
they hide it.
Yeah, they do. They do hide it because it's not important. And on LinkedIn, their algorithm also helps to boost posts that are relevant, that are unrelated to time. So you can see posts, they'll regularly, if I scroll through my feed now, I will find posts that are weeks old. When's the last time you saw something that was weeks old on Instagram in your feed? Never. It's 24 hours or less. Even seeing something that's a day old is pretty rare. So they work on very different algorithms. So you need a very different mindset with LinkedIn. So for us, LinkedIn is all about volume. It's about, it doesn't have to be the perfect content. It just has to be relevant, and we just need volume. And therefore, when it goes out there, when people like it, when people comment on it, it stays in the feeds for weeks, and that is getting lots of traction, putting out, shooting out thousands and thousands of flares, and eventually someone is going to see one pop off, and they're going to come looking for the gym. And that is what sort of the months or the weeks of work and content that we've been leaking. Obviously, you got, I would imagine not many of you listening to this follow us on LinkedIn.
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out.
There's so much content going out on LinkedIn. And now it's really starting to get a good return. And our inboxes are filling up with people that are curious, that have seen it. All it takes is one of our clients to like a photo that we've posted on them. And it will say in someone else's feed, your friend liked this photo, and then that will pop up in their feed. So they don't even need to share it. All they need to do is like and comment on it.
But that's also different to Instagram, right? I think that's
exactly. LinkedIn
so much,
doesn't have that.
We're getting so much more value out of it.
I don't think Facebook has that.
Nah, maybe the computer feed. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it for a while.
No, I don't think Facebook. I think you have to share it on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. But if you just like something on LinkedIn, it'll pop up in your feed as you liked it, your activity.
I mean, for instance, like we've already got leads and consults booked for the next week of people that just saw that one of their clients liked a post
at
our
gym.
Didn't share it. They just hit the like button, right? And it's pretty easy to make a post that you're guaranteed to get likes from your members, right? You just put them in the post or say something nice about them. So it's like, it seems to me very, very effective for fitness for that matter. And it's just so much less fitness on the platform has got to help in some way.
Yeah. So my advice to you guys is if you're trying to generate business through LinkedIn, think about, remember, a lot of the corporate professionals and stuff that are on LinkedIn, but also a lot of people on LinkedIn are just looking for jobs as well. So all kinds of professionals are on LinkedIn. It's not just, you know, corporate financial services, accounting, law, all that sort of stuff. There is, you know, construction and everything. Everything is on there. So highly recommend putting time and effort into your LinkedIn profile. Start posting training, start providing value for people, start tagging things, and then find local businesses and see if you can find and reach out. People want to network. People want to do business on LinkedIn. So maybe you're not the kind of person that wants to, you know, reach out to the local cafe owner and walk in and be like, hey, we should do business here. Like, maybe you want to hit them up on LinkedIn. Maybe you want to be like, oh, hey, I see you on this cafe on this gym around the corner. I'd be happy to come in and meet you for coffee or whatever, you know, just stuff like that. It is a networking tool, very different to how Instagram is. I mean, Instagram can be a networking tool, but more a networking tool for influencers. But for the everyday businesses trying to grow their business, it's a great networking tool. You can even, you know, contact local offices and be like, hey, I'm happy to come speak about nutrition for free in front of your staff and get that exposure there. So it's a very powerful untapped tool, and it has generated, I would say, almost all of our new inbound business at this point. Pretty much everyone that comes in is either a referral or they saw us on LinkedIn.
Yeah, or like kind of a combination of both, really.
Yeah.
And I think, curious to what you think, but I think it's probably easier to get started on LinkedIn because doesn't, like on Instagram, you kind of have that, like, how many followers do you have?
So if someone doesn't have any of that.
Someone comes to the locker room page, you know, it looks good, but it seems like a new gym, right? Yeah. It hasn't got 100,000 followers, right? They're like, they're not like, oh, wow, this is like the most popular gym in the world. It looks unpopular, I guess, because it's new.
Yeah.
Hasn't got many followers, but you don't see that on LinkedIn. So like within like a couple of weeks, got some posts up, you know, just connect with heaps of people. You've got 500 plus connections, which I think is the maximum, which you can do in a few days.
No, you can get as many as you want.
Oh, but I mean, it doesn't say anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It just says 500 plus.
Yeah.
So you have as many as like Gary V, like from when somebody looks at your page immediately. Yeah. So it seems to me that, it's easy to get started on there and look good straight away.
Yeah, it is. So that's our advice. That's the update for this week, guys. Appreciate everyone that has been following us. If you don't follow us, you can follow us on LinkedIn, Locker Room. You follow Raf and I, Lachlan Rowson and Raf Friedman. And then, of course, on Instagram, you can follow Locker Room Gym. Remember, Locker Room is one word, one R. Locker Room Gym, one word. And follow Raf and I on Instagram as well. We're doing heaps of posts, plenty of content. So make sure you check it all out, guys. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll speak to you all next week. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com. Patreon.com/theaftershow. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.